You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. As usual, I want to thank our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson, and Vocal Dental Supply Company, and a shout out to David Wolf and his podcast company. Without him and his team's expertise, these podcasts would not be possible. Tonight, I'd like to start off by introducing you to our guest, Rohit Garg. And Rohit's company is called Practice by the Numbers. And I think anyone who is in business, particularly healthcare and in particular dentistry, we realize how critical it is to run a successful business by having the proper knowledge, information, and infrastructure with software to help us succeed in our practice. Dr. Garg, I want to say thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to talk to our listeners and to educate us about what makes your product, your system, and your business, Practicing by Numbers, distinct from the other products and software companies out there. Again, thank you. And please introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got started in your business.
Thank you, Dr. Coughlin. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast. One thing right from the start is I'm not a doctor, but my wife is a doctor. That's how I got into the world of dentistry. She's a dentist, and we've been married about 18 years, and I'm an engineer by trade. And the reason I got into the world of dentistry is she did a startup practice about 10 years ago in 2010. And I started helping her on the side and realized all the inefficiencies in the dental space, in the software space, and the lack of reliable and easy access to information coming from a very corporate data-driven background and having an engineering background. It was very clear that she needed help in terms of data-driven decisions, meaning she's a great clinician. So I helped her for many, many years running reports, and we were using Eaglesoft and Rand reports and helped her understand how she's doing and where the patients are coming from, what her treatment acceptance rates are, which hygienist is producing good versus not, who's meeting goals and who's not. So many, many years of experience culminated in me quitting my full-time job to say, okay, this seems like there's a good opportunity here to bring my expertise, engineering and software expertise, and what we have learned in the world of dentistry, and put that into a product. And we, at that time, started this company called Practice by Numbers. And that's kind of how I got into the world of dentistry. Now, it's been almost almost 6 years since we started down this path. And our aim was to educate the single to 5 to 10 location dentists and help them compete with the MSOs and the DSOs out there, because they have an army of MBAs running those offices. They know exactly how and who's performing what hygienist or which associate is producing what, and what is their treatment acceptance rate, how many patients are coming and getting fluoride done, what percentage of their patients are in a perio program, what percentage of their patients are actually scheduled to come back for their next visit. And all this data is power, right? Meaning, if you look at it from a standpoint of growing your practice, you look at it from, you have the front door where you have new patients coming in, but every practice has a back door, and patients are leaving from that back door. And if you don't close that back door, yes, you have a startup practice. It's going to grow for the first year, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe, but eventually it will plateau, and then it'll start its slow downward trend to shrinking. And by the time the doctor realizes that practice is shrinking, they've already lost the drive to do more. And that's what we want to try to avoid. We want all independent dentists and doctor owners to actually run their practice like these DSOs and MSOs are run, not because numbers and money is the most important thing, but in this world, to be able to compete and keep the world of private healthcare and private dentistry alive, so that what happened to the medical practices in the 90s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s doesn't happen to the world of dentistry. We've been in business for about five years, as I said, and it's been a great run, because every dentist we talk to, that's their biggest issue, is how do I make good decisions that are based on data? And then over the years, we also realized that all these dentists are having to pay multiple vendors. Dr. Coughlin, just let's take an example for your practice. You said you have 4 or 5 practices that are across multiple locations, and the practice management that you use, let's assume it's Eaglesoft or Open Dental or Dentrix. You would need multiple softwares on top to run your practice. You'll need an appointment reminder software. You will need an online booking software. You will need an website chat software. You will need online reviews, insurance verification, payments, forms. And by the time it's all done and said, you're paying close to $1,500 a month to run your practice. And none of these systems talk among each other. And what at Practice by Numbers we have done is we have evolved from that company that was just providing numbers, Practice by Numbers, into the platform that runs your practice. It's not just does the numbers for you. It helps and it drives the patient communication in the practice, automation of communication, and does all these services that I just said, all the communication, the reminders, the online booking. And not just that, it will even drive your front office people and your hygiene and your treatment coordinators to take action on your behalf. Okay, let me stop here, and I've added a lot of things. See what questions you have.
Well, when I reviewed your product, first of all, I was enormously impressed. It's very comprehensive. And I think you touched on many of the problems that we practicing dentists deal with. Whether you're a large organization, a smaller organization, the concepts are the same. And when I looked at your particular business, it appeared that you had basically these five buckets or areas that your company felt would be significant in helping our decision process through data analysis. And one of them was the practice IQ or intelligence quotient. Could you speak a little bit about what your company is doing with the practice IQ and the online scheduling and the documentation so that right hand is communicating with the left hand?
Yeah, absolutely. So our practice IQ is the base product. And what that really means is how well do you understand your practice? Okay. In trying to take a look at a practice from a 360-degree view, looking at it from a clinical standpoint, looking at it from a financial standpoint. So, for example, the basic numbers that everybody tracks are easy, right? Which is production, collection, new patients, and kind of people stop right there. And okay, accounts receivables. Most people don't go beyond that, right? And that's really not the 360-degree view. And more importantly, that's not something that you can impact because it's water under the bridge, right? Because what you have here is things that have already happened in the practice. What did you produce? Has been produced. You can't impact what you've already produced. What's been collected is collected. You cannot impact it for the future. Now, what Practice IQ does is it helps you make proper decisions that you can impact these numbers moving forward, right? So you look at KPIs or key performance indicators that can help you impact these production, these collection numbers. The example would be, okay, what percentage of your patients are coming back for their next visit? You know, you have three hygienists. I'm pretty sure if you ask your hygienist, hey, are you appointing your next, all your patients for their next visit? And the answer is going to be, yeah, of course. But with Practice IQ, you can actually go down to figure out for each hygienist, how many patients left without their next visit. Another example is, what percentage of your patients now, Dr. Coughlin, you have associates in your offices? Not all associates are made the same.
100%. And I would say you touched on a topic that's sensitive to myself and at least to many of the colleagues that I consult with. It's amazing to me how many patients, as you mentioned earlier in this discussion, are coming in the front door but leaving the back door, and you're constantly on that vicious wheel where you're spending more money on marketing, more money for advertisement to bring in new clients, and your existing clients are either not rebooking for their treatment or they've left the practice for a variety of reasons, and the data that would support that information is many times missed. I noticed that part of Practice by the Numbers, you also had a great deal of information under your analytical section of your software, the dashboard, the daily huddle, and also I've heard you talk in the past about a number is good, but you should have some goals to make sure that you're meeting the expectations that you want for your successful business and a way to monitor whether you're meeting those goals. Could you touch base on that, Rohit?
Yes. So setting expectations is critical for any business owner. If you don't set expectations, and expectations, why? Meaning they're soft expectations and then they're hard expectations, right? And that's where Practice by Numbers comes in, which is those hard expectations that if you expect your hygienist to be offering fluoride to every single person and you want fluoride rate in your office to be at least at 30%, and if you don't communicate and measure that, it's not going to happen. So expectations and goals go side by side. And similarly, if in your office, you want to reduce the number of no-show rate and you create a goal for that and you measure it, it's going to have an impact on it. But if you don't set an expectation, hence a goal, it's not going to get done. By not being able to, so there's two things. One is being able to define an expectation, and the second is being able to measure where that expectation is. So practice by numbers will help you do both of those things, right? It'll help you understand where that certain KPI is, and then set goals for those KPIs to say, are we meeting that expectation or are we missing that expectation? And being able to see that on a single page of the whole office and being able to assign those goals and expectations to different members. And another part is, right, it needs to be a very specific, achievable goal. And all goals come in that variety called SMART, right? That you make a goal for a person that is very specific to them and that it's an achievable goal for them so that they feel personally empowered to be able to take action to meet that goal.
Rohit, can you talk about the CRM or the RMS a little bit to our audience and describe the importance of that particular type of analytic?
Yeah, so CRM is the customer relationship management, and most doctors, most dentists use something on top of their practice management system to communicate with their patients. And what happens with a system like ours is it's all integrated into one single platform. And why is that important? Is because when you have a CRM, a customer relationship management tool integrated with analytics, it becomes way smarter. For example, appointment reminders and all are just basics. Those are just easy things to do. But let's say you're trying to do recall and you're trying to close that back door, or you're trying to close the back door from a hygiene standpoint. When you have a CRM integrated with your analytics, here's an example that can happen, which is a patient comes in, or you have three hygienists, they saw 24 patients, 10 of them left without their next appointment. Our system will recognize that automatically and send those 10 patients a text message at the end of the day or next day saying, uh-oh, looks like you forgot to make your next visit, forgot to book your next visit. Here is your online scheduling link. So you can schedule your 6-monthly visit at the time that works for you. And that's where the CRM power comes in, right? Which is it's taking analytics, numbers from analytics, and driving the patient communication from the CRM to achieve certain results.
Rohit, I want to commend you and your wife for your expertise and your time to help our profession. As we come to a close, would you be able to give our listeners your website, a contact number, something so that people would like to learn more about your business and your software program? Could you take a minute and just tell our listeners how they can reach out and chat with you?
Yes, our website is called practicenumbers.com. That's practicenumbers with the plural S at the end .com. And there you can sign up for a free trial. We are the only company in the industry that allows a free trial of our analytics system. Take a test drive. Do a demo with us on your practice data. You will be surprised to see all the cool information that you didn't know you needed to know. And in some cases, and in a lot of cases, you'll be shocked by some of these numbers because you thought they were happening and things were going well. Do a test drive, do a free trial, practicenumbers.com. We will help you understand your data. We'll give you a demo of all our other full bundle package as well that includes all of the CRM, the booking, online booking, and insurance verification, all bundled into our software. So again, practicenumbers.com, easy to get to, click on the free trial button.
Well, we've been listening to Mr. Rohit Garb, who's the owner of Practice by Numbers, and I want to personally thank him for taking his expertise and time to talk to us this evening. I want to say thank you to our listeners. I want to put a shout out to Henry Schein, Patterson, and Vocal Dental Supply Company for making this podcast possible. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and this is Dental Solutions. Thank you again, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.